name is Heaven Sutherland, and welcome back to BMK, where we train the kings and queens of the future. In today's episode, the amazing Maya Ford and Omari Reary will be interviewing Mr. Justin Sullivan of PNC Bank. Take it away, Maya and Omari.
Well, first, we would just like to say thank you for coming to this interview with us. We know you're a very busy man.
Thank you for having me, Maya, and I'm really excited to be on your podcast.
Well, just to reiterate, my name's Omari, and I will be asking you your first question. What special training did it take to get to your rank at PNC Bank?
Great question. It took me to, first of all, have a college degree. I studied finance and economics at the University of Pittsburgh. And from there, I studied to become a certified financial planner. That is a designation that is very exclusive. It requires a lot of education and training, and it really teaches you to be an expert on things like insurance, investments, retirement, estate planning, and just some other general areas around financial planning.
Well, you said it takes a lot of school. How many years of college did you do?
Yeah, great question. Again, I did 4 years of college, and then through the CFP curriculum, Certified Financial Planner, that was another year, so 5 in total.
Can I piggyback off of this one? What was banking your first passion, or did you have something else in mind?
Yeah, so although I work at a bank, my profession is investments. So banking was never necessarily my love, but I did always have a passion for investments. I like the idea of people being able to create wealth for themselves, which creates opportunities, and I really like the idea of being able to pass wealth from one generation to the next.
Do you see yourself in the future creating your own business with financial planning?
You know, I do find myself helping people pretty frequently, friends, family. I'm really having a good time with my profession right now and my career. But, you know, I'll never say never. It's always in the back of my mind to maybe start something where I can help more people than just those who have accounts at the bank.
Well, I will take this question. What do you think is something better you could do in your field to help better the field?
Yeah, you know, something I can do better. So I work in the wealth management department. So all of my clients have $1 million or more, and that makes things very exclusive. It means I really only get to help, at least through my profession, a select group of people. And frankly, they don't need that much help. I should say they don't need as much help as those who don't have as much. So one thing I could do better in the profession is to help educate those that are lower income, just everyday people that need some help with saving and budgeting and investing. And so I do that by volunteering and helping those around me and really just trying to share as often as I can to give back to those who really need the help.
With me and Omari being middle schoolers, if you could come back with our whole entire school and give us some advice, what would that be?
Yeah, you know, the best piece of advice that I have is to really build relationships with people. The people that you're going to school with right now, at least if they're any reflection of what I've seen today, are going to be really successful in the future. So as you start your business, they might be the people that buy your product, or they might be those that invest into your business. So it's nice to have friendships, but look at them as potential business relationships. They're potential customers and clients. So if I could go back, I would really try to harness and develop those relationships that I've made in school, because they're really going to be important for you later.
Well, since we've had a lot of a very deep conversation about your job, we just would like to know a quick little thing about you. What's something that makes you unique before we get into Maya's last question?
Something that makes me unique is my love for travel. I love to travel. I love to travel the world with friends, sometimes even by myself. Most recent trip was to South Africa. I just got back 2 weeks ago. Did a safari, did some hiking. It was really fun. I don't like being in the air for 10 plus hours at a time, but I do like being able to meet different people from all around the world.
All right. This is my last question. What is a quote that you love and that inspires you? A quote that inspires me is, "Yesterday was yesterday's problem. Today is a new day, so live it by any means necessary."
That's a really beautiful quote. I don't have one. I don't have an eloquent quote off the top of my head, but one piece of advice that stood out to me is that you always hear it's not what you know, it's who you know. But someone else kind of revised that and said, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. And again, it goes back to that relationship piece. It's nice that you know somebody, but how well do they know you? Make sure that people know who you are. So that's something I try to apply in my day-to-day in terms of building relationships.
Well, my quote would be a great Morgan Freeman quote is, the only way to guarantee a loss is to quit.
That's a good one.
One quote that I really like is, let's do what we have to do today and we'll find our humanity tomorrow.
Well, thank you again for having us. We're going to have Heaven close us out.
Hey guys, it's Heaven again. So, hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of BMK, Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future. And bye! Hope you enjoy.
Did you have fun with us today?
Yeah, that was amazing. You guys are so impressive.
Before we leave, we want to take a picture.
Great.
And can you announce the winners?
I will announce the winners next time.
No.
Basketball was my first passion. Back in the 90s, believe it or not, Michael Jordan, other than the crying Jordan that y'all see right now, was the king of basketball. In fact, people still compare him as the greatest basketball player of all time. You know? A lot of people would say LeBron James is right now, and other people like Kobe Bryant. But I love basketball so much that I played it all the time. No older than I was than you are, about 13 years old, I could actually dunk a basketball.
How old were you when you got your first job?
14. 14 years old, I had to get a work permit, and I actually cleaned hotel rooms at Watstall Inn in Virginia. It was one of the most humbling experiences that I've ever had, cleaning up after individual people after they stayed in hotel rooms. In fact, now when I stay in hotel rooms, I leave a tip and a thank you card and what's called a DOC. A DOC is a digital offer card that allows someone to get free Chick-fil-A wherever they are. The most beautiful thing about that is, when I leave, they have never seen me and I've never seen them. So I impact their day in a way that is immeasurable and we don't even interact with each other. I don't know if you've ever stayed in hotels before, but you don't see the person that cleans your room typically.
Can you explain what a work permit is?
A work permit is basically you're underage and you have to get permission to work as an underage individual person. Typically, you can't get a job until you're about 16 in most states.
Is there anything that you would change from your past to help impact your future now?
You know, a lot of people think about that, and there's nothing you can really do about that. There's two things that, well, there's several things you can do. One, learn from those experiences so you don't repeat them. Two, do stuff like we're doing right now. I can share with you some of those experiences that I had, so maybe it will help you in the decision making. And then three, those changes that you would make, you don't know how those connections would change where you are right now. And so there's value in all those experiences, the good ones and the bad ones. And if you put them together, it puts you where you are presently. So you need both. And so there's nothing that would change particularly, except somehow having an education to know that when I was in the Army and I was deploying to different places to buy houses, that would have been a really cool thing. To buy houses when I was in South Carolina, when I was in North Carolina, when I was in Georgia, and then rent those houses out to people because I'm no longer there. Because when you're in the Army, you're in the location for 2 or 3 years, and then you leave. So if I would have lived in a house for 2 or 3 years and then left, I could have rented that house to someone else. Now, as opposed to having just the 2 houses I have now, I could have 4 or 5 houses. Now, it takes about 30 years to pay a mortgage off. I've already been about 15 years in that mortgage, for instance, so I only have 15 more. And in 15 years, I would have had three or four houses, all valued at $300,000, $400,000 each.
What, in our previous conversation, you told us that you worked for Walmart. What made you stop working for Walmart and come to Chick-fil-A?
Opportunity. Truett Cathy, S. Truett Cathy, who is the founder of Chick-fil-A, said, do the best you can every day and take advantage of unexpected opportunities. So when I ran that Walmart right there and I built it from the ground up, there was nothing there but a shell of a building. I was preparing for a future that I didn't even know about. So to do the best you can every day and take advantage of unexpected opportunities. And this is one of the most impactful unexpected opportunities that I've had.
What do you see yourself doing in the near future?
Impacting other people's lives. When I was growing up, your age, I really didn't have individual people telling me about the things that I just told you about. Nobody told me about money. Nobody told me about credit. Nobody told me about education, right? I had to figure that out on my own. So what's most important to me is to pour that into other individual people. I can't get promoted. I really can't get fired, right? The only thing I can do is get another store, and that takes a long time to do. So every day I focus on really investing in other people, investing in myself, investing in the community to make it the best possible.
All right, to end us out, we're going to say a quote. Amari's going to start us off with our quotes.
Let's do it.
I think I have your quote.
Well, I will start you off with my quote. A man is but the product of their thoughts. What he thinks is what he becomes. Muhammad Gandhi.
Mm-hmm. There was another person that said, James Allen in his book, As a man thinketh, so he becomes. It's also biblical.
Mine is the greatest win is walking away and choosing not to engage in drama and toxic energy at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you can learn from toxic energy. There's going to be times at which you're going to have it. You can't escape it. But knowing how to maneuver around it is really important. But you have to have that toxic energy to recognize what it looks like so that you can maneuver away from it. There is a part of the Bible that I read. It says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because anger does not produce this righteous life that God desires.
My quote is, there are no limits to what you can accomplish except the limits you place on your own thinking.
I'll give you a quick example of that where this is live. Really quickly, a buddy of mine decided we're going to do 500 push-ups every other day. 500. And so when I first started, I was doing 25 push-ups at a time. So it took me 20 sets of 25 in about 2 hours. What was very interesting is the next week, I could do 30 at a time. The next week, I could do 40 at a time. The next week, I could do 50 at a time. Eventually, what I learned was I could do what at a time? All 500 at a time. So doing a little bit every day and maximizing that opportunity is how you grow and develop. Not only in your body, but in your mind. One last thing as we're wrapping up. If you, on your way to school every day, were to listen to Spanish every day for a year, what would happen at the end of the year? Exactly. But you do it every day. If you did it in Korean, what would happen?
You'll get fluent in Korean.
Right, right. You would know a lot more Korean. So it's important, a little bit every day, so your mind has a chance to grow and develop.
Passing it to you, Evan.
Okay, everyone. Well, that's the end of today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. A quick little recap. Maya and Omari talked to Mr. Quincy Springs, and he is the owner and CEO of Chick-fil-A. Thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you guys enjoyed.